I want to present some things concerning worship a little bit. Normally, you know, we emphasize very highly our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Him being Father to us is so special, so marvelous. It's the basis for everything, that you have a good Father in your life. And it's very intimate, and it's very comparable to earth relationship with parents. 10 times better, 100 times better. But I want to do something and read some detail about what's happening in heaven. Because there's an aspect of him with us now. He's our Father. But he's also God on the throne. And so we don't only worship God as Father. We also worship him as God. As Almighty. As the one. The top one of the whole universe. And so just look at listen to some of these things. I'm going to make a couple key points, and then we'll continue on worshiping the Lord. All right, Revelation chapter 4. Revelation 4 is where we'll start. Verse 1. Revelation 4, 1. This is John. He's having visions of not only the end times, but really of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is called the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, where he saw the Lord and he saw some things about the Lord. Revelation 4 verse 1 says, "After these things I looked, and behold, a door open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, 'Come up here, and I'll show you things that must take place after this.' Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed with white robes. And they had crowns of gold on their heads, and from the throne proceeds lightnings and thunderings and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God." So it starts getting real deep and intricate here, and we have all of this taught in detail in our Revelation series in the Faith Store. But I want to get to some main points, so just keep reading with me. Verse 6, "Before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures." Okay, keep that in mind. Four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second living creature like a calf. The third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within. And they do not rest day or night, saying, 'Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.'" Now, that's not the only thing they say. We're going to read something in a minute, but that's one of the things he heard them saying. "Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. And they cast their crowns before the throne, saying, 'You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created.'" Pretty amazing. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 6. We're going to get a name for these creatures. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 reads this way. He said, "In the year that King Uzziah died," this Isaiah 6, 1, "I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings." So this is the name for those living creatures. "With the two he covered his face, with the two he covered his feet, and with the two he flew. And one cried to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.' The seraphim, six wings, eyes all around, four different creatures. They live and exist to praise and worship God all the time." Now, you're not going to be flying around doing that. They're flying around doing that all the time. But it gives you an image and a picture of the true God. Yes. When we do it, it's even more special. They're created to do it and forced to do it, basically. When we do it, it's voluntary. when we worship God, it's even more special. Why do they have eyes all around? Can you imagine? Whatever that looks like, why do you think? I don't really know for sure. It doesn't describe all the details of why this and that, but maybe it's so that they can keep their eyes on him all the time, which is what we should do with our spiritual eye. Now let's go to the second type of living creature, Ezekiel chapter 1. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1 says, "Now it came to pass in the 13th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day of the month." Well, that's kind of specific, isn't it? Yeah, it helps you recognize this is serious business. He like recorded this on purpose. "I was among the captives by the river Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God." Notice he's seeing this by the river Chebar. Probably not how you pronounce it, but I'm Texan, so it's Chebar. "I saw visions of God. And then I looked, and behold, a whirlwind was coming out of the north, a great cloud with raging fire engulfing itself. And brightness was all around it and radiating it out of its midst like the color of amber out of the midst of the fire." I think I skipped to verse 4. You saw that. Verse 5, "Also from within it came the likeness of four living creatures." Now these are different creatures. "And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. Each one had four faces." Each creature had four faces. "And each one had four wings," not six wings. "Their legs were straight, and the soles of their feet were like the soles of calves' feet. They sparkled like the color of burnished bronze. The hands of a man were under their wings on their four sides, and each of the four had faces and wings. Their wings touched one another." So these creatures have a face on each side of their head. "The creatures did not turn when they went, but each one went straight forward." What does that mean? That means they only went right angles. They never had to turn their head because they got faces on each side of their head. "As for the likeness of their faces, each one had the face of a man. Each of the four had the face of a lion on the right side. Each of the four had the face of an ox on the left side. And each of the four had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces, their wings stretched upward. Two wings of each one touched one another, and two covered their bodies. And each one went straight forward. They went wherever the Spirit wanted to go. And they did not turn when they went. As for their rims, they were so high, they were awesome, and their rims were full of eyes all around the four of them." So a lot of eyes and a lot of wings going on here. "Wherever the Spirit wanted to go, they went, because there the Spirit went. And the wheels were lifted together with them, for the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels." Now, when it talks about these wheels and wheels within a wheel, I can't describe it. I can't draw it. I can't explain it. I have no idea why that's the description, but it is. You could probably ask the Lord and maybe find some answer. I don't know it's going to help you much. The bottom line is the wheels within the wheel carry the throne, and these creatures are part of it. These creatures carry the throne. The wheels determine everything. The Spirit of the Lord determines where everything goes, which is a good example for us in our life, in our worship to God. We should be looking for the will of God at all times. We should only really want to do what God wants. We should only want to really go where the Spirit wants to go. If the living creatures can do it, we should be doing it. If these created beings that have function and role in heaven can do it, we should be doing it. We're sons of God. And he's counting on us to follow his Spirit so we succeed in this life. Maybe the eyes can represent for us being alert at all times to where the Spirit's going. Maybe it's our spiritual eye that needs to be alert to God all the time and not be so self-willed in the things that are so important to us. The places we go, the things we think, all the ideas we have, all the pursuits that we come up with. Maybe we should keep an eye on the Spirit. And And the wheels were lifted together, verse 20, for the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. When those went, these went. When these stood, those stood. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up together with them, for the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. Go to Ezekiel chapter 10. Let's get a name for these living creatures. Ezekiel chapter 10, skip down to verse. Well, verse 1, and I looked, and in the firmament that was above the head of the cherubim, there appeared something like a sapphire stone, having the appearance and the likeness of a throne. And then he goes and describes basically the same thing. Skip down to verse 15. And the cherubim were lifted up. This was the living creature I saw by the river Chebar. So these four living creatures are called cherubim. This is the living creature I saw. Verse 20. This is the living creature I saw under the God of Israel by the river Chebar. And I knew they were cherubim. Each one had four faces. Each one had four wings. And the likeness of the hands of a man was under their wings. Magnificent. These are called cherubim. Cherubs. They're also called cherubs or cherubim. Now, in our modern day, cherubs are little fat winged infants with little water spewing out of their little fat bellies, stuff like that. No, that's made up. Okay? The creatures that perform the service in heaven for God, they're mighty, awesome creatures that no picture's ever been drawn very well. Like, nobody has an image of a four-faced creature with burnished bronze calves' feet. No, it's these little fat babies, you know, shooting little arrows at people and stuff, you know, flying around all cutesy. That's the devil created cutesy angels so that you have no understanding of what's happening in the spirit realm. Little cutesy, you know, things do. No. The creatures of God, the cherubim and the seraphim, are awesome, powerful creatures that do God's work, do God's bidding. That gives you a different picture. In heaven, God is to be worshiped. Now, the 24 elders, they fall down and worship God, but not 24 hours a day. The seraphim are doing it all the time, but when the elders are in the throne room, they hit the dirt. Your whole life doesn't have to be spent lying down, okay? But your eyes have to be open to the Lord all the time. Our spiritual eye has to be open. We have to be gazing at the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father. If you live your life that way, if you live your day that way, you'll have a much better existence. So worshiping God is our service to God. It's basically the least we can do.
Thank you for joining us for the preaching of God's Word. We trust that your faith and your love for God is stronger than ever before. More information about Stevenson Ministries and Houston Faith Church is available online at houstonfaith.tv. Chaz and Joni Stevenson are the pastors of a dynamic, growing church in Houston, Texas, and have a New Testament vision of preaching the uncompromised Word of God with the power of the Holy Spirit, helping people get saved and building strong Christians who can impact their world. Houston Faith Church is a place where the love of God is real, where lives are changed, and where followers of Jesus become fishers of men.